Good Thursday to you, and welcome to another Northwest Arkansas Business Journal report. I'm Paul Gatling. The Greater Bentonville Area Chamber of Commerce announced a new hire this week for its senior leadership team and didn't have to look too far to find him. And Fayetteville tech firm White Spider says it's planning to move its headquarters to downtown Springdale. We'll talk to the company's CEO, Eric Howerton, to find out more details. And time is running out to nominate for the Business Journal's Fast 15 program. I'll tell you the best way to do that a little later. That's all ahead today on the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report, right here on Ozarks at Large. Don't go away.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas, and it shows in your banking experience. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. That's because First Security is 100% focused on serving customers all across the state and nowhere else. It's local banking with local commitment. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. And OneCom. OneCom provides communications options to help your business adapt to today's demands with tomorrow's technology. With opportunities in virtualization, redundancy, or maximizing your efficiency. Learn more at onecom.com. That's one-comm.com.
The Greater Bentonville Area Chamber of Commerce has hired Travis Stevens as Vice President of Operations. Stevens is filling the staff position held previously by Debbie Griffin, who resigned as Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer in January. Stevens has been Director of Economic Development for the City of Bella Vista since 2016. Before that, he spent 5 years as the CEO of the Clarksville-Johnson County Chamber of Commerce. Here's Bentonville Chamber CEO Graham Cobb with his thoughts on the organization's new operations officer.
We're really getting somebody that has one foot in kind of economic development experience in traditional chamber work, and then another foot in the future of that work, placemaking and really leveraging quality of life as a attractor of talent. I love that Travis has been selling Bella Vista and the quality of life around those trails without being a mountain biker. And I love that he's been in Clarksville working on public art. You know, those are just things you don't necessarily think of. I know that he is a consummate professional and he's got a great network, but he's also just a go-getter. And in the chamber world, you need somebody that will just show up and do. And he's proven, whether it's putting together the AMP at Bella Vista or putting together a young professionals organization in Fort Smith, that he's going to get it done, even if he has to do it all himself. So we're excited and fortunate to have him coming on board.
Stevens will officially join the Bentonville Chamber on March 18th. The chamber itself is gearing up in just a few weeks to relocate from the downtown square to a new office space on Southeast 5th Street, just north of the 8th Street Market and near the Momentary, the new arts and music venue set to open next year. And speaking of relocations, a big announcement from White Spider this week. The e-commerce and technology company says it is leaving its headquarters in Fayetteville for a new office space on Emma Avenue in downtown Springdale. CEO Eric Howerton said the company is leasing about 2,000 square feet in a building at 413 West Emma Avenue. White Spider is a service supplier to Walmart and other retailers and manufacturers that sell items online and in store. Howerton said he is excited about being part of the city's efforts to create a technology hub in downtown Springdale.
The city of Springdale has a master plan to really spark innovation and technology for the state of Arkansas. Mm-hmm. And it just made a lot of sense as they were building that master plan. They really saw White Spider as being that kind of entrepreneurial bootstrapping company that, you know, that's local to here in Northwest Arkansas, and really thought that it would be a great idea for us to come down and join the party. And so we, after investigating and kind of really looking at all the activity that's going on down there today and in the future, it made really a lot of sense for us to come down and be part of that. But also, you know, at White Spider, we've always had ambition to help out the community and to really just do more outside of our four walls and our office, and to really come into the neighborhood and spark that energy with our vibrant young culture and technology and products and services that we offer for a really big industry in the omnichannel world.
And there's that phrase that's being thrown around of a tech hub. What is the next step in the evolution of downtown Springdale moving towards that destination as a technology hub?
You know, that's from my perspective, that really comes down to people. Mm-hmm. And it comes in the people make up the culture. And we've already had that going on at White Spider for about 7 years now, and where our people bring the energy every day to work. We come walking into the doors and face some of the world's biggest problems in the tech space, and we just get at it, start working. And it takes quite a bit of enthusiasm. It also takes adaptability that's just nested right into our culture here at White Spider. And that's what I think that the town really needs is a company like White Spider with our people and our team coming downtown and showing up to work and to be legitimate in that space of tech and innovation. But we're also going to bring, you know, the White Spider bus, the White Spider Jeep, the White Spider Airstream, and just bring that fun to downtown. And I think that's really a big catalyst to just kind of creating more of a culture in the downtown area, which will continue to spread as you have more companies and tech companies that come in and they get, you know, attached to that culture, and that energy just kind of continues to evolve and build. And that's what attracts people.
And you mentioned your people. In terms of employees, I think you've got about somewhere between 15, 20 people. Is this something that's going to enable you maybe to, as part of your growth strategy, to add a few more jobs here in the next 6 months, 12 months, whatever your time frame is?
Yeah, we would love to see that. And, you know, on that, I mean, we really would like to see more of the students here at U of A, NBLAC, JDU, you know, locally to find White Spider as a great place to start their career, and maybe hopefully one day end their career there as well. But not just here, but when you're looking across the state in maybe areas of that are economically developed to areas that are not so much, to kind of put on the map of what we're doing in the innovation space, especially in the omnichannel retail arena, which is just massive. I mean, there's so much opportunity just in that. But, you know, all the students that are from high school to colleges, community colleges, you know, even higher degrees, to be able to see that and have a place to come to get infused into that realm that is really retail revolution that's changed right before our faces just in the last few years. And White Spider is a perfect place to kind of get ingrained there and to learn what's going on and hopefully develop out. And yeah, we'd love to see as we expand and grow with our products and our services. And we have a lot of products that we're releasing the next, you know, few weeks that will really, you know, set the standard as to what this space looks like with automation and technology.
Springdale Mayor Doug Sprouse said the relocation aligns perfectly with the city's emphasis on tech-related jobs. Howerton said his staff of 16 will make the move to 413 West Emma on April 1st. And before we leave you today, please be sure to visit our website and nominate a deserving candidate for our Fast 15 program. It's designed to recognize a small, exclusive group of 20-something professionals on the fast track to success. The qualifications are pretty simple. Be under the age of 30, have made a significant impact on their companies and/or communities, and show the potential to be a leader in business or politics in the near future. If you know someone that sounds like that, we want to know about them too. And before the nomination deadline of Friday, March the 22nd, please visit nwabusinessjournal.com and click on the Fast 15 tab under the word Nominate. It's right there at the top of the page. Again, get those nominations into us by Friday, March 22nd. Just go to nwabusinessjournal.com. And that is all for today's Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. We'll be back here on Sunday morning on the weekend edition of Ozarks at Large. Until then, I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.